broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 8th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Hour 2 at 2, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio, the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We also believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, the absolute solution to the problems we face. Welcome to Nullify Now. Welcome to the checks and balances that made America great. It can do it again. Hope you're all doing fantastic. So last hour we talked in detail about two incredible articles. One written by our buddy Jerome Corsi, WND. WorldNet Daily. We talked about Judge, what is it, Gonzalo Curiel? He and the law firm both tied to La Raza. That's the law firm and this judge that are bringing these lawsuits against Trump University. They both are involved in La Raza. Pat Buchanan also wrote an incredible article at Buchanan.org. The Donald and the La Raza Judge. The Mexican-Spanish term La Raza means the race. Some say, no, that's a mistranslation, Sam. It really means the people. Fine, anyway you look at it, it's the Latino people, the Latino race, whatever term you want to replace it with, that they advocate for. Now, do they have the right to advocate for the Latino people? Sure they do. At what point, though, does it become Latino supremacy? At what point does it become the race with an agenda, an opposite agenda from the United States? When do they want to erase borders? When do they want to raise the Mexican flag above the United States? When does the organizations become violent? When do they advocate for illegality? And that's what we're dealing with here. So I took a statement out of my open letter to Donald Trump after we interviewed Donald Trump Jr. And the statement says this, modified slightly to be in context. Sam Bushman, quote, in my opinion, Trump will eventually lose his campaign for the presidency if he does not stand against these intentional media-created fabrications. This is not about the color of this judge's skin. This is not a racist statement by Donald. This is a question if a man tied to the hate group La Raza, if he can be fair in Donald's case when Donald's trying to build a wall and create a border. La Raza has every goal of erasing the border. It isn't about the man's skin color. It is about, hey, is this La Raza judge so tied into his heritage as a Mexican that he believes in La Raza, the race, and the idea of taking the land back more than he believes in America? Can he be fair to Donald Trump? Or will the La Raza agenda racism get in the way? That's the battle, and I'm telling you, it's my opinion, Trump will lose if he doesn't stand up and clarify and stand on his own two feet. Hillary will absolutely beat the Donald to pieces. I pray I'm wrong. Time will tell. All right. News the networks refuse to use this hour starts now. Kurt, there's an outrage over 6-month sentence in Stanford rape case. Headline from CNN, sir.
Yeah, good point, Sam. You know, what you've got is a Stanford University, this guy, according to the article, is a white male star athlete. That in some people's views, puts this guy, kind of in the crosshairs, if you will. And yet, some say that he's been given some special, special treatment because of this. But what you've got basically is, a guy, a 20-year-old kid. I don't know. To me, that's a man. Some places you go to the movies. If you're 12, you're an adult. But you know how it works. But Stanford University released a statement deflecting criticism of the handling of the case, where this guy only got 6 months instead of what some had said should have been like 6 years. The prosecutors had asked for that. But the school, according to Stanford, they said they did everything within its power to assure that justice was served in this case. What you've got here is an incident where alcohol was involved. There's really, it doesn't take any heat in this story at all. But you have young people using alcohol, and some woman, the young woman, was basically intoxicated and what would you call it? She's out. She's just completely passed out. And then he took advantage of her. And he's given this light sentence. They say that this is an insult to women, etc. And yet, in my opinion, one of the key parts to this case, besides the fact that there's very little punishment for the crime, is that one of the main culprits here would be the alcohol, and yet it gets a pass, if you will, Sam.
Well, this is the problem in America. As you wisely say all the time, Kurt, good is called evil, evil is called good, and this is no different. Uh-huh. This judge has been praised to the high heavens as one of the most fair judges ever. I don't see it, Kurt. What's his name? Aaron Pershky?
Yeah.
P-E-R-S-K-Y.
P-E-R-S-K-Y, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, he faces threats and recall effort. Now, yeah. I want to bring something up about this. I agree with the recall effort. I agree this judge needs to stand down. And this is crazy, Kurt. But I also question, though, where's a jury of the peers, Kurt?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Where's a jury in this thing? And it comes down to one man here?
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. They say as part of the proceedings, this young lady, 23-year-old victim, read a 12-page letter that she composed that described in gut-punching detail how being raped left her closed off, angry, self-deprecating, tired, irritable, empty. That's just kind of how things go. Wickedness never was happiness, baby. But anyway, she goes on to say, my life has been on hold for over a year of anger, anguish, and uncertainty. Alcohol gets sold like it's such a cool thing, doesn't it, Sam? And yet, in her case, in my opinion, I believe if she didn't have the alcohol as part of the party, if you will, things would have been different for her. She explained that she went to a fraternity party near Stanford, January 2015, drank, and then not knowing what happened to her between the time of the party and being conscious in a hospital with pine needles in her hair, she described the traumatic and humiliating experience of enduring an hours-long sexual assault forensic exam. And then she describes that in detail. But, once again, the story forgets the point about how if she just had been in the proper circumstances and the alcohol would have been, in this case, the drug of choice, because it literally made it where she lost consciousness, lost control of her surroundings, if you will. And because of it, you know, these different things happen. So, you
know,
that's
what... Now, let's be very clear. We're not saying because there was alcohol involved, because this woman made poor choices, that this illegal, hostile, criminal, abusive act is justified in any way. We're not saying that whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay, but we are saying that, you know what? Wise choices brings about wise results.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And, you know, to the next woman, you know what? Don't be in strange circumstances. Don't be getting drunk where you passed out. Don't do those things. That's a wise choice. I'll give you an example. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. So what I find fascinating, Kurt, is if after the fact you and I say the woman shouldn't have been alone, she shouldn't have been drinking, she shouldn't have been in the place she was in, now that doesn't justify the abuse she took at all. It's evil and wrong, and the perpetrator should be absolutely dealt with, in my opinion, quite harshly. You could say, oh, you know, his dad tried to say, well, come on, he had 20 years of a good life, good guy, no other record, but yet, you know, 20 minutes of, you know, action or whatever, then, no, hold on, stop. This is unacceptable behavior. The problem in this case is he said it was consensual. She says that it wasn't. The list goes on. But we, after the fact, say that she should be in better positions, make better choices, not be drinking to where she passes out. Now, they'll criticize us and say we're dismissing the seriousness of the allegations or we're just chauvinists defending his position. We're not at all. However, what's fascinating to me, Kurt, is if you go to a lot of these women's organizations and get rape or anti-rape or whatever you want to call it training, they will say, don't, you know, walk alone. Make sure that you stay in lighted areas. Make sure that if you're going out to your car late at night, you bring a companion or somebody with you that can kind of make sure you get in your car safely. They say, you know what, walk around your car, look in the back seat first, you know, do something. How come they say those things are what you do, but then after the fact, if we say don't do the things that can cause the trouble, one's okay, the other one's not. Am I making any sense? I find that fascinating.
And, you know, you look at, you know, how we've been told for years, you've got to read, this is a CNN news piece, by the way, you got to read way down in the story to get the real story behind the story. And so right at the end, you've got the two statements by the two involved individuals who, you know, the world tells us that this kind of activity, hey, you know, this is great, that, you know, everybody just really enjoys it, etc. And look at what she says. She says, that after, you know, these examinations and the different things, she said, I don't want my body anymore. I was terrified of it. I didn't know what had been in it, if it had been contaminated, who had touched it. I wanted to take off my body like a jacket and leave it at the hospital with everything else. Then, you know, this is what the young man, you know, the 20-year-old guy had to say about it. You know, everybody, you know, says, oh, you know, this is great and all that stuff. Here's what his dad said about the son when he's asking the judge to, you know, go leniently. He said, his every waking moment is consumed with worry, anxiety, fear, and depression. You know, it just doesn't look like this is, you know, the cool thing that it's promoted as. And that's why we simply say it's not. And the only real joy in, you know, these relations type of things between men and women comes when you do them within the proper sphere, the proper way between a man and woman that are wedded in matrimony, right, Sam?
That's exactly right. And again, we're going to be criticized for pointing out that, you know what, hey, stay away from alcohol. It doesn't do you any good at all. And we've got a rape culture on campus, a rape culture in the military.
Yep.
And every time this rape culture is in the mix, so is alcohol and drugs, Kurt. Almost every time. In fact, in Japan right now, they're forbidding all military personnel from drinking alcohol, Kurt.
Yeah,
why?
I saw that.
Because there's a rape culture, and the Japanese are sick of it, and it's going to ruin the relationship between the United States and Japan. Now, I personally don't think we should be in Japan with the military anyway.
Yep,
nevertheless, the point is the Japanese have had enough. They're like, hey, you're not going to get drunk and rape our women and get drunk and do all these things. It's crazy. Well, every time, again, you see drugs and alcohol and rape all hand in hand, and then you and I dare to say, hey, get off the drugs and the alcohol, and then they're like, man, you're like, you don't care about women, do you? You just think it's alcohol. No. You're crazy. Now, they also say that there's threats and a recall effort against this judge. I support the recall effort, Kurt. This guy needs to step down. He's nuts. However, I reject the threats. I'm not a violent person. We don't need to make threats against this judge. We have a legal system. We have an appropriate way to deal with these things. And violence isn't the answer.
Good point.
All right. Now we're hanging out not only in Japan where we ought not be in the first place, Kurt, but now we're hanging out in the Middle East. And there's a big question about should the United States create and enforce, quote, refugee safe zones in the Middle East? Now you have this piece. What do you say, Kurt?
Yeah, this is a Liberty News Daily piece. And, you know, you look at, here's what, I mean, it's a short piece, so it's, you know, easily read, but here's what it says. While Donald Trump has loudly and repeatedly invoked the theme America First and criticized foreign entanglements, he has also expressed support for a major new military commitment in the Middle East. Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, Trump's most outspoken national security advisor, told Fox News that in order to staunch the flow of refugees from the region, the right thing to do is create safe zones there, make them work, and try to end the war as soon as possible so stability can return and people can return. How do you, see the solution to this?
Well, I see the solution entirely different than the Donald and the mainstream. Right. And I think the question's all wrong-headed.
Okay.
Okay, because it suggests that the United States has the authority to do this or the moral high ground to do this. The question is just, should we? Kind of like on an idea of, do we have enough money or enough time or does it make sense or do we want to, or based on whims of bureaucrats and warmongers. I disagree with the whole scenario. I would say this: we don't have authority to create government-induced or forced safe zones of any kind.
Yeah.
However, we can use the United States economy as one of the greatest tools we've ever had and economically deal with this, diplomatically deal with this. But most importantly, we ought to focus on the private sector and charitable organizations and churches, et cetera, to provide ways for people to be safe. And we ought to encourage countries closest to them to take a lot of these refugees. In other words, they can create safe zones, well, with their Good Samaritan neighbors, Kurt. In other words, why do we got to caravan across the globe to cope with this? We can provide private sector humanitarian aid and support and help, and the neighboring countries should care enough and create safe havens and places for these people to flee, and there should be private sector solutions. I am not convinced we need to go about all this militarily-wise. What would a safe zone militarily mean? You're going to go on the ground and with force, with violence, create a safe zone? The idea is contradiction in terms, Kurt, and the authority isn't there. Where do we have authority to do this? We don't. So the whole question, in my opinion, leads us to the wrong conclusions. You'd be like, yes, no, maybe. No, wait a minute. I'm questioning the whole question. The next question I would ask is, do we have authority and the resources to create safe zones in these foreign lands? And the answer is clearly no. We're not the world's cop. However, you can use diplomatic relations and economic incentives and or sanctions, etc., and then use private sector solutions and encourage the countries near them to do the right thing. There's ways to go about it. Anyway, there you have it, Kurt.
All right.
What do you think? Am I crazy?
Very good, Sam. You know, when it comes to this whole, Middle East thing and, basically these, I saw one story where they drop people in like a vat of nitric acid and watch them, die or whatever. And they, at least that seemed like there was another story where they burned a bunch of ladies that wouldn't submit to sexual things or whatever. I mean, there's a heck of a lot of bad stuff going on there, and it sure seems like if
there
that
is,
was
but
my
by
neighbor,
who?
Well, that's a good question.
I would submit that it's the people that are backed by the United States government and military-industrial complex, the war machine.
Then
another headline will make the point in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. In an interview with XM Patriot Radio's Breitbart News Sunday, Trump surrogate Roger Stone said that when Donald Trump is president, he should turn off CNN's FCC license because the network, in his view, is not a news organization but an advocacy group. As a paid TV cable network, CNN neither has nor is required to obtain an FCC license. But Stone's casual suggestion that a President Trump can and should punish his media critics resonates with the candidate's promise that once in the White House, he would open up the libel laws to allow him to file lawsuits against media outlets whose coverage offends him. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, after years of devoted obstructionism, the IRS has finally provided a lengthy but still incomplete list of political groups who were targeted for extraordinary scrutiny when they filed for nonprofit status. All but a handful of the 426 groups in the roster were conservative critics of the Obama administration. The Washington Times points out that 60 of the groups on the list have the word T in their name, 33 have Patriot, 8 refer to the Constitution, and 13 have 912 in their name, which is the moniker of a movement started by conservatives. Three of the groups that could be considered liberal have names that include the term Occupy. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I'll give you another example, Kurt, when I say, you know what, who are the people doing a lot of these evil things? Why do we have refugees fleeing? And oftentimes we can point right back at the United States and our backing of the military-industrial complex of the war machine. The warmongering around the world. We've been involved in arming people of the teeth. We've been involving building up straw man, tearing down straw man, whatever you want to say, weapons, drugs, all over the place. The latest headline might articulate it very well from Liberty News Daily as well. It says this: how did ISIS wind up with $1 billion in Humvees, Kurt?
Well, yeah, and that's a great point, Sam.
Well, you know how, right?
We gave it to them, right?
Well, kind of. The Iraqi army lost them, Kurt.
Yeah, but we gave them to the Iraqi army.
Yeah, of course, we were just trying to, you know, create stability in the region, see, Kurt.
Yeah.
So, see, we give them to build stability in the region, but then somehow the Iraqi army loses 2,300 of them.
Yep.
2,300 expensive combat vehicles. They lost them in the collapse of, what's it, Mosul? Is that how you say it? Mosul?
Mosul.
Mosul. All right. Mosul. Anyway, they lost them there. Now, I get it, but the ISIS wouldn't have these $1 billion of taxpayer-funded Humvees if we didn't meddle in that affair, Kurt. And now you got Fallujah all a death zone. I thought we were there and we made Fallujah all safe and everything.
Yeah.
See, and you dig into this and you kind of go, man, I don't even know what's going on here. Next headline from Liberty News Daily illustrates the point even further, Kurt. Headline says Hillary unwittingly indicts Obama and herself as war criminals. Did you see this?
No, I didn't see this.
Liberty News Daily, my friend. Now listen to this. This is what I'm talking about. So they got $1 billion of Humvees over there, 2,300 of them lost by the Iraqi army when Mosul or whatever was fell.
Mosul.
Okay. Now Hillary Clinton used her June 2nd foreign policy speech to condemn Donald Trump's proposal that the military target family members of suspected terrorists. She said that's a war crime, Kurt. But as Secretary of State to Barack Obama, Mrs. Clinton was already implicated in a drone strike that killed Abdullerman, Al Locky, whatever, a native-born U.S. citizen who was targeted because he was the son of an alleged Al-Qaeda sympathizer. In other words, Kurt, what you got here is they were doing exactly what she says is a war crime when talking about Trump. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
In other words, she said, hey, Donald, you can't do that. It's a war crime. Well, that's exactly what she did as Secretary of State under Barry.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get this right. We're killing people with family ties. ISIS has $1 billion in Humvees. Should the U.S. create a refugee safe zone? Have you lost your mind? Hillary unwittingly indicts herself and Barack as war criminals. When are they going to be arrested, Kurt? Oh, yeah, she's running for president. We'll have to try that after the elections.
Yeah, and I think she'll be able to pardon herself if she gets elected. And, you know, it may be that... anyway, it's an interesting time, isn't it, Sam?
Well, I find it just fascinating. I got good news, Kurt. Libertarian presidential nominee says, I would abolish the NSA.
Yeah, well, there's some good stuff.
I mean, good for Gary.
Yeah. There's a lot of things to abolish. I mean, you know, if you're in the abolitionist movement, there's sure stuff to get to work on, right?
Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
I will abolish the NSA. Mm-hmm. Man, we need that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But I find it fascinating. Hillary's going to be president, Kurt. Do you think she can pardon herself once she becomes president?
Well, I mean, you certainly can. You know, a president can just pardon anybody they want, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Hillary commit domestic battery in the White House, Kurt?
Well, I know she beat Bill up, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, at least there's some reports.
They say Hillary Clinton's volcanic. Impulsive and enabled by, how do they say this word, Kurt? Psychovents?
Yeah. I think she's a little unstable, but, you know, I mean, that's just...
Gary Byrne...
won't really go to that.
Gary Byrne was a former Secret Service agent, Kurt.
Yeah.
And he wrote a new book called Crisis of Character.
Uh-huh.
And in that book, Byrne claims
that
he's personally observed Bill's infidelities.
Yep.
And a vengeful Hillary gave her husband a black eye. Punched that sucker right in the face.
Oh, boy. Hillary.
I know, I'm telling you right now, she can punch.
I'm just so surprised at that, simply because, you know, I mean, this is certainly not the first time, you know. This is like a long, long history of that same stuff.
So what do you think if Hillary committed domestic battery in the White House?
Well, she'll get a pass for it, you know. I mean,
well, I guess Bill's not pressing charges, is he?
No, I don't think he is. Do you?
No.
Yeah, I think he'll be holding off on that. Yeah.
All right. Well, it gets crazy. It just gets the news we have to report, and it's only going to get worse and more crazy as we get closer to election time, Kurt.
Uh-huh. Yep. Should be good times, huh?
Wow. All right, Kurt, you heard Jake Tapper talk to the Trumpster about racism, right?
No, I didn't hear about
Drake. Jake Tapper asks Donald Trump question on racism 23 times.
And he didn't say that's a clown question, bro, or
no.
anything like that.
Donald should have said that.
Yes. Good point.
And the Donald at first, you know, did well. He's like, we're building a wall over and over and over, and this Mexican guy can't be fair. But then the Donald kind of waffles. So do you think that Donald has enough fortitude to take on Hillary, Kurt? Hillary has no... What's the word I'm looking for?
If he basically McCain/Romney's, you know, it's a political move. You know, that those guys do that milk toast. I mean, you could call it Dolites, you know, or whatever. If they do that milk toast kind of thing with the Trump campaign, I agree with you that there won't be a Trump in the White House.
Because Hillary will not back down. Kirk. Yeah. She doesn't equivocate and capitulate and back down. She just says, hey. Mm-hmm. And the mainstream press has got Hillary's back over Donald's.
Oh, yeah. That's what I see.
And so when you put that together, the Donald willing to back up and second guess and, you know, that kind of stuff. When you got Hillary taking no prisoners backed by the mainstream press and La Raza, look out, people.
Good point.
I got a question. If Barack, they say that Barack is probably going to be endorsing Hillary soon, Kurt.
Yeah, you think?
So my next question is, if that happens, does that mean that, let's see, what are his groups like the Black Panthers? The Muslim Brotherhood, these kind of people, the Acorn groups and everything, are they all backing Hillary now, too? Hey, I think we got a winner going on. I'm going to the White House. I'm telling you, it's going to be marvelous. Just marvelous. Hey, I told Hillary she needs to find the best looking intern she can find. I mean, it's only fair if she does that for me, isn't it? I served my country well. See, that's where we are, Kurt. We're back to those days again, my friend.
Yeah. Wow. Good times on its way. One of the things that I found interesting, Sam, is that I guess Trump is scheduled to give, according to the Weekly Standard, Trump is scheduled to give a major Hillary speech this coming Monday. I guess he says that Hillary turned the State Department into her private hedge fund.
What's wrong with that, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, you know, that's what. Look, which politician hasn't, in modern times, which politician hasn't manipulated things for their own gain, huh?
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt talking about just the craziest news stuff going on the planet. I think Hillary's going to eat the Donald for lunch. It isn't good, ladies and gentlemen, when you have people reversing their endorsements, Kurt. That's what's starting to happen to Donald right now. That's exactly what's happening to Donald right now. If he doesn't somehow put forth some kind of stabilizing influence right now, he's in trouble. I mean, who's going to vote for a racist in the general election, Kurt? Now, you could say that's just a simple thing, Sam. Come on. Who's going to vote for a racist that attacks everybody? That's how the mainstream press, that's how Hillary's going to pitch it. Who's going to vote for a guy that is racist, that attacks everybody, that has a fraudulent university as a millstone around his neck? Now, I'm not saying that I believe every bit of that. I'm saying that's their narrative so far. How's Donald going to win that one, Kurt? So far, he's managed to avoid the mainstream press, but they've wanted him to. Any thoughts, Kurt?
The only way, that he can, come ahead is just the way, or at least out in this battle with Hillary, is do what he has done before, and that is be outspoken and push forward and, say what needs to be said, not political correctness, but exactly what needs to be said, and say that he's going to do the things that need to be done. Continue on there, surround himself with other like-minded folks that are serious about fixing the country and making America great again, like his slogan. But if he waffles on that stuff, or Romney's, if you will, or McCain's or Dole's, whatever you want to call it, then, it'll just be milk toast all the way to defeat. But Donald doesn't like to lose, I don't think. But, in the big picture, he may do it for Hillary. I don't know. I don't expect it, but it wouldn't surprise me.
There you go. I don't know what to say anymore about it, Kurt.
Yeah.
The problem is we can't get to the Donald. We can't talk to him. We can't advise him. We can't help him. We can't clarify. We can't really even work on anything.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. And we would suggest to folks that they, not really worry about that, that they work on the Daryl Castle, Scott Bradley campaign and really bring real solutions to the table. And that's, where it's at there. Right?
Yeah.
Now, it looks like Rand Paul is in the news, Sam. And, you knew this guy, Cassius Clay, kicked the bucket, right?
I don't know who Cassius Clay is, Kurt.
Well, that's an old name for Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he went by for
so many
years.
Well, the guy's a thug, Kurt.
Well, I know.
Come on, let's not celebrate this guy as a good guy. The guy's a thug.
At least the one thing that he did was he opposed the selective service, or in other words, the draft. He opposed that forced voluntarism. And so now Rand Paul is now seeking to abolish this whole selective service system. And according to the Liberty News Daily Piece, it says, acknowledging the fight against the draft waged by the former boxing champion Muhammad Ali, Senator Paul has named his legislation the Muhammad Ali Voluntary Service Act. So, you know, I like that move. You know, that would be, imagine, you know, us letting people serve if they want to.
And I agree with that idea, Kurt.
Instead of forcing them.
I agree with Rand Paul's plan, and I support that. I think that it's wrong to have a forced draft. However, I'm not so sure that I agree with just deciding to not obey it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I'm against the IRS, and I would abolish it in a second. But that doesn't mean I'm going to run around and not pay my taxes, though.
Good point.
In other words, there's ways to go about things, and I reject the Muhammad Ali way. You would say, well, Sam, it's justifiable civil disobedience, isn't it? And see, I don't think
so. Well, he's playing a smart move, though, because you have, you know, Ali, remember, he's a black man, so he's got extra, you know, rights.
Privileges.
In today's
yes, sir.
World, you know. And so then if you come out, I mean, what senator is going to come out against the Muhammad Ali thing? He's going to appear to be, it's like coming out against clean water or clean air. You know, you're going to look bad. And so this may be a way to do that, you know, to get rid of that draft.
Yeah. Now, Trump's doing pretty well, though, Kurt. I guess there's a historical relevancy to put into this mix.
Well, he's doing well, you know, so the bottom line is, you know, what happened is he basically made history by getting the largest number of votes out. And that's simply because of what we've talked about in the past. You know, when people are, they see a reason to vote, they go to vote. And, you know, there's kind of everybody talks about trying to get the Latinos to vote or the black vote. Well, if you really do get the white vote, you know, you can really add some real numbers to your deal. And he has shattered the vote record, I guess, according to the numbers, by over 1.4 million votes. And I would simply say that it would have been higher if these last few elections or the last few states had been more of a contest, you know, because I don't think as many people show up when there's no real contest.
All right, last two questions for you. One's a question, one's a story. The question is, what do you think about Bill and Hillary and Donald being super great friends and now going down to the super meltdown? Do you think it's political theater? Or do you think they're really used to be great friends, but now they're really not? They're going to take off the gloves.
I don't really think that people like the Clintons.
Donald does.
And I don't really. When I say I don't think people like the Clintons, I'm not talking about the liking of them. The people that are people like the Clintons. In other words, people that live
that are similar to the Clintons.
I'm just saying that these kind of people are. They have a real hard time having really any good life, any real good joy in life, simply because of the way they live.
Yeah, the Donald's quite like that,
and I don't believe, well, at least in my opinion, there's at least if I were made to choose between the two of them, I would give
the Donald, sure.
Trump. Yeah, the Trump family.
I'm just telling you, though, they hang out together. They're friends. They love each other. And I think that, you know, are they really taking off the gloves? And are they really going to, or is this all political theater? Don't know. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. Next quick question. Last story of the day.
Yeah.
IRS releases names of conservative groups that it targeted, Kurt. TheBlaze.com.
Yeah.
The IRS.
Yeah, so now they're going to fix this, right?
Well, no. That's the problem.
No. Yeah,
they released a list of the political organizations that they targeted. for, quote, additional scrutiny. According to the Washington Times, they attacked Tea Parties, patriot groups, and all kinds of groups. Almost all of them were conservative. 426-plus organizations. And don't worry, 40 additional names were withheld because they opted out of the class action lawsuit. But out of 426 on the list, 60 had the word tea, like Tea Party, in their name. 33 had the word patriot in their name, Kurt. Eight groups had a reference to the Constitution in their name. Wow. 13 had 9/12 in their name.
Yeah.
And many of them are well-established nonprofits, including the Women's League of Voters.
I guess 26 others had the word liberty in the title.
Yes, sir. And I guess the bottom line is the IRS did admit to targeting Tea Party groups.
Yeah, so I'm sure that they're going to basically eliminate the IRS and replace it, you know, or replace it with nothing, as Ron Paul would say, right?
Let me tell you why there's no accountability, Kurt. They admitted that it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But no one's going to do anything about this, Kurt, that I see.
Well, the reason they're not, Sam, is the IRS is somebody that our politicians, you know, like to use to get their funding. And the way they do that is they put certain things in the tax code to benefit their buddies. And that's why, you know, as one of our trusted associates says, you've got to eliminate that and change that system first. That's one of the top priority things if you're ever going to get control of Congress.
I couldn't agree more, my friend, but we got a row to hoe, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? Good, honest Americans cannot be stopped if we stick together, keep the commandments of God, and protect life, liberty, and property with a jealous desire for freedom and the preservation of agency. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Both hours in the can. News the networks refuse to use continues tomorrow. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com are just some of the sites you ought to visit. We're grateful for your support. We declare this nation shall endure.